My name is Keith Patel, and I'm with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. And I'm going to talk about our experience evaluating the Nebraska's trauma registry data to track agricultural injuries in the state of Nebraska. Here's a disclaimer. We are a NIOSH-funded occupational safety and health program. As we all know, Nebraska is an agricultural state and ranks number one in beef production with 7.4 billion beef cattle produced just last year, and number three in agricultural sales. Within Nebraska itself, Nebraska agricultural sector has the highest rate of occupational injuries and second highest rate of non-fatal occupational injuries compared to all other private industries combined in Nebraska. So we intended to identify traumatic agricultural-related injuries using the Nebraska's trauma registry data, and we also examined work-relatedness for these identified traumatic ag injuries. The Nebraska Trauma Registry mainly collects data from all the designated trauma centers and hospitals, and also from other hospitals that voluntarily report information on a monthly basis. We counted ag injury as any traumatic injury reported by trauma center which had at least one agricultural-related E-codes, that is the external cause of injury codes, among patients 16 years and older, and we adapted the case definitions from some of the previous published groups, that is from Iowa, Minnesota, and New York, and classified our traumatic ag-related cases as probable cases, the ones that had farm location and were caused by farm machinery, and possible cases were those involving different kinds of animal exposures. Further down, we also assigned work-relatedness using the two different data fields in our trauma registry data. One was the work-related field, so we counted all work-related, yes, paid as well as unpaid work, as well as the payer source, which designated that it was workers' compensation. So we had overall 29,070 injuries during the time period of 2012 to 2014 in our trauma registry data, of which 5% were traumatic agricultural injuries. Of all these traumatic ag injuries identified, 84% were probable cases and about 16% were possible cases. And further going into details, we had about 20% of all of these traumatic ag injuries that were work-related, and we had 3 fatalities. This particular chart here shows further breakdown into probable and possible cases, which tells us that yes, E-code as farm locations and caused by farm machinery are probably one of the best ways to identify traumatic ag-related injuries in our administrative data sets. This chart here shows the percentage of work-related ag injuries by cause, and as we all know, we are number one beef producers, so yes, we had farm animals as the leading cause of injury, followed by accidental falls. These accidental falls were mainly from tractors or from horses that were used for herding cattle. And the third was agricultural and other machineries. Further, we looked at animal-specific work-related traumatic ag injuries, and as we know that the farming population in Nebraska, as well as overall in the United States, is predominantly male population, and the average age of a farmer is about 58 years. So that's what has been reflected even in this data set. We observed that animal-specific injuries, 93% were among males, and about 23% in 45 to 54 years old age group, and 55 to 64 years old age group. Most of these animal-specific injuries resulted into fractures of lower limbs, about 35% of them, and were less severe, requiring less than one day of hospital stay and discharge home with no further follow-up. So in conclusion, our unique case definition allowed us to capture work-related injuries, mainly caused by farm animals, affected males, individuals in 45 to 64 years age group. And our next step is looking at the narrative text in the trauma registry data to identify contributing factors of injury and further assess comorbidities that might be associated with some of these injuries. And we'd like to acknowledge our trauma registry staff, our EPI staff, and the New York Agricultural Safety and Health Center, Erica Scott particularly, for providing us an insight on using these kinds of data sets. So here are our references, and I guess I'm done.